Hi, this is Wes Henderson with Angels Envy, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, and here live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and one of those bucket list road trips. I don't care what sport you're into. If you always want to make that pilgrimage at least once in your life down to the Kentucky Derby, of course, our next guest is there on a regular basis as the ambassador and as the world focuses on Louisville, what makes it special, unique, and delicious. On the line with us, we have one of the most active, certainly the most acclaimed and popular personalities in the spirit world. He is the co-founder and visionary driving force behind the amazing Angels Envy. It's the one and only Wes Henderson. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, you're very kind. And as always, my friend, it's always, always good to talk with you. And I'm happy to be on the air with you.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you. People enjoy, you know, what you have created in the spirits world, that physical embodiment of all of that work, that legacy, your family. You know, they see it on the shelves. They enjoy it. It is one of those spirits that I know you do a number of different events. So when I mentioned active, you were all over the place, kind of sharing and introducing different versions of the spirit, different ways to enjoy it to those people. But it's got to feel good because I'm telling you, this is absolutely the 100% honest truth, is anytime I mention Angels Envy to anyone, they absolutely light up. It isn't as though they're just like, oh, yeah, that's good, or oh, I heard that was good. People are just so excited about what you're doing.
That's nice. And, you know, I tell you what, it goes a lot, a long way to talk about, you know, the wonderful people that I have that work for the brand and, you know, the acceptance that we have out in the, you know, in the community and our consumers. And, you know, they've just kind of lifted us up and carried us to this really special place. So it's always good to hear that. And, you know, we just have some special, yeah, some special relationships with our consumers, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Well, people are excited about what's going on. You are traveling. You're on the road all over the world on a regular basis doing these events. But coming up, it's a home game, right? It's a home game where the world is coming to you. So give the listeners a little kind of snapshot and insight into the excitement that is, you know, Louisville during Kentucky Derby.
You know, years ago, it started out as Derby Week. You know, you'd have a week of activities, and now it's almost Derby month and a half. We started off, you know, with Thunder Over Louisville, which the Zambelli Family Fireworks Company puts on that show. It's the largest continuous annual fireworks show in the country. It's just amazing, you know, half an hour of incredible fireworks. So that's the kickoff of the Derby Week Festival, or the Derby Festival, rather. The events now all the way through Derby, and parties and lunches and brunches and everything like that, all leading up to the big day, which is always the first Saturday in May.
People view it obviously all around the world, but I'm not sure what those numbers are. But how big of an event is it? You know, the Super Bowl holds maybe, and I know there's events and parties and everything leading up to it. It's something to sort of compare it to, maybe 70,000. But I know it is one of those iconic sports venues, Churchill Downs. How big is it? How many people can attend?
Anywhere from. I mean, I know a couple of years ago, or actually last year, 167,000 people attended the Derby, which was just under the record, which I think was somewhere near 170. So that's a lot of people in an area that you would not think that you could fit that many people. But Churchill Downs does a wonderful job. They do it comfortably. They know how to entertain. They know how to, you know, to bring people in quickly and get people out quickly. So it doesn't seem like you've got that many people in one spot at one time.
I know that it does. It isn't just fans of horse racing that attend. It is one of those events that brings in kind of celebrities and notable people from, whether it's the business community, entertainment, movies, sports. They all attend, and it's a great opportunity for you to share Angels Envy with them at some of the different receptions and different places. But for you, Wes, you know, because you're a star in the spirits world, when we go out with you, whether it's at South Beach or some other events, you know, people come up and they love to spend time with you. But for you, as like the celebrities that are there, who's some of the more interesting people you've run into at the Derby?
You know, it's our hometown, and everybody loves bourbon, so it's fun for me to meet people at the Derby. I meet all kinds of people. On the celebrity side, I think probably one of the most interesting people I've met is John Goodman, one of the most gracious, kindest, nicest guys I've ever met. Every year I've got a thing with a friend of mine, a guy named Wanya Morris, who's in Boys to Men, and we do shots of Angels Envy at the track and visit with those guys. And last year we had the Patriots and some of the Green Bay Packers drinking Angels Envy with us, drinking shots of Angels Envy.
That's
so
insane.
You know, just whoever's around and you know, whoever likes bourbon, and you know, we'll make it happen together. It's a great day.
Whoever likes bourbon, come on. That's you know, everybody likes bourbon. So talk a little bit about this. You know, people are going to be enjoying, you know, all that stuff during the Derby, but, you know, it's on shelves all around America, maybe even all around the world. And I know that you have not let your efforts just be defined by Angel's Envy. Like it's, you know, you've been kind of expanding that portfolio, right? You've got some exciting new things coming up or that are in the works on the spirit side in other areas.
So the big thing right now that we've concentrated on is we opened our new distillery in downtown Louisville. It is really a show place. We had a review for the distillery the other day that called it a cathedral of bourbon.
Nice.
And I know it was really, and every time I walk into that building, Dane, I get this feeling of history. The building was built in 1902 and we've restored it and we're making bourbon. We're making Angel's Envy as well as working on innovations related to Angel's Envy. And, you know, I have this huge distillery that's really my own little sandbox that I can play around with anything I want to. And it's been a lot of fun. And some difficulty also just deciding which rabbit hole to go down. So we've decided just to have simultaneous, you know, products happening or innovations happening and, you know, things that we may or may not ever make the light of day, but things that, you know, visitors can see. And, you know, we want to make it a showplace, a nice, comfortable, home-like showplace.
Well, give some information on that. So that's the kind of thing that people can see, certainly leading up to the Kentucky Derby, but all year long, you know, as people either pass through Louisville, visit Louisville, or enjoy some of the other things that are going on. Certainly bourbon fans, you know, make that pilgrimage on a regular basis all year. So is there for the website and what kind of things people can experience if they visit you there?
Sure. You go to angelsenvy.com where they'll talk about the distillery and you can make a reservation online. Well, you do have to make a reservation. It's on Main Street in downtown Louisville, right across from the AAA ballpark for the Cincinnati Reds, if it's okay if I say that name on the air there in Chicago.
It's okay.
I'm a long-suffering Cincinnati Reds fan, so, you know, it's nice for me, although, trust me, we're no threat to you guys.
No.
But if you can stand it long enough to come across the street from the Reds AAA ballpark, we're right there. And I kid because they've got a great place there, man. They built probably one of the best minor league ballparks in the country. If you're a baseball fan, I don't care what denomination you are, it's a great place to go. So we're across the street, and you know, come and see us and make a reservation online, and hopefully I'd be there to host you personally.
Yeah, so much history, of course. Baseball, who doesn't love baseball? America's pastime, Louisville Slugger right there, the Kentucky Derby right there, and then Angel's Envy, the cathedral of bourbon, and so much bourbon history happening there as well. And so Wes, what else, you know, other than the Kentucky Derby, all the people could be able to enjoy you there on a regular basis. They'll enjoy your efforts by getting Angel Envy at their local purveyor of fine spirits. But do you have any other events? Like, are you traveling other places around the world people would want to hear about?
I'm trying to get another trip to Chicago. I was in Naperville a couple weeks ago and trying to make my way back. Did an event at Benny's downtown, an event at Benny's in Naperville. But I'm due to come back. That's my city, man. I'm ready to come back and visit. So just keep asking for me and I'll come.
Yeah, well, let's put the bat signal out right now, the bourbon bat signal for Wes Henderson, because this is a great food town, and our door is always open. There's always a seat at the table and a place at the bar for Wes Henderson. So angelsenvy.com is the website. You can find out all about the events that are coming up, some of the different spirits, the efforts, the things happening, and your opportunity to visit that cathedral of bourbon, high praise and well-deserved down there in Louisville. So, Wes, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thanks, brother. Every time, love visiting, and we'll talk again soon.